Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour here on this TGIF Friday, March 27, 2026 edition. Still trying to connect with Monica Yutuma. She is down at the event location down in Novi, having some technical difficulties with the internet with her down there. We'll continue to try to add her into the show, see if we can get her here in this next segment. Detroit Tigers opened up yesterday afternoon playing the San Diego Padres down in San Diego at 4 o'clock yesterday. Tarek Skubal, our Cy Young Award winner, last two seasons started the game. Well, Tigers came out of the box, got four runs in the first inning, two in the second, two in the third, and they were leading 8-0 and drove the starting pitcher, the best pitcher San Diego Padres have on their staff, out of the game. It was a fantastic start to the season. Javi Baez, the shortstop, made a throwing error that allowed the guy to get on first base. The next guy got up and jerked a line drive down the line for a double, scoring the throwing error runner, breaking up Tarek Skubal's shutout. That came, I believe, in the sixth inning. So great win for the Tigers, great victory for Tarek Skubal. They go into the game tonight, 9:30. They're playing San Diego Padres, and the official start of spring summer is here. Yes, Tigers opening day yesterday, they won. Great game. Greatly, greatly appreciated their effort yesterday. So again, we're going to try to ring Monica one more time. I think she may have technical difficulties down there at the convention center. I'm not really sure, but we'll try to add her in one last time, and then we're going to move on to another story. And you all know, in full transparency, disclosure, I personally have endorsed Monica for Secretary of State, and I will be voting for her. And for you delegates listening, I greatly appreciate if you'd consider joining me and voting for her as well. One of the things I was following in Lansing, and I didn't give it really full justice in the first short segment, was Michigan State Housing Development Authority. Executive Director Amy Hovey told members of the Senate Appropriations Subcommittee on Labor and Economic Opportunity, as well as the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, that they're making progress on housing in the state of Michigan. Hovey said that the Michigan State Housing Plan has generated roughly about 87,000 housing units toward the 115,000 unit goal that was set by Governor Gretchen Whitmer for the state to hit by 2028. The last full count of how many units the state was short has now risen slightly to 119,000. Well, as a reminder, Hovey said, the number only gets updated once a year with information we get from the federal government. We will be updating that probably sometime in May. We think right now we're between 87,000 and 90,000 units short. However, we come a long way since the governor set the goal for us to hit 75,000 units before she leaves office in 2028. Hovey went on to say that the number doesn't only include government-assisted housing units, but units being put on the market in general. Senator Mark Huizenga asked how the department was helping young people get into homes. Well, MSHDA Chief Housing Officer Lisa Kemmons spotlighted MSHDA mortgages, which have lower interest rates and lower down payments, as well as down payment assistance for those looking to buy their very first home. Kind of interesting that they are working at it from all different angles. Kimmins went on to say that Michigan has a housing education on how the mortgage process works, how to help bring up credit scores for young people, and to ensure that people are ready to buy a house when they get closer to actually doing it. Amy Hovey, the director, said home ownership is super important. It's important because it stabilizes families and their housing payments, but it also stabilizes neighborhoods and communities. So pretty interesting comments coming from the director of MISTA and her housing specialist. Now, one of the things I think is pretty interesting is there is a new wave, a new market out there that I think MISTA needs to address. Senior assisted living facilities. And the reason they need to address it is because right now in this country, nationwide, we have 10,000 seniors a day turning 80 years old. 15,000 a day are going on Medicare, turning 65 and going on senior health insurance, something they paid into over the years and go on Medicare when they turn 65. Well, as these seniors age and get older, and perhaps they're not able to maintain their homes, or they're not able to perhaps even be in a situation to get upstairs. We've seen these motorized seated seats traversing up a staircase so that people can get to their bedrooms. They own a 3 or 4 bedroom colonial. Bedrooms are upstairs, and some seniors can't even walk up and down the steps. Well, other than that, they're basically in good health. They just have mobility issues. Well, an alternative is senior assisted living. If they're still driving, perhaps, well, they can live in what's called independent living. If they're not driving, maybe they need some assistance with their food prep or their meals, making sure they take their medications, help them with their basic necessities, going to the store for them or whatever. Well, that's called assisted living. And then eventually toward the latter end of their lives, perhaps if they have some mental cognitive issues, then they might be put into what's called memory care, where they have a full-time person with them, helping them live basically the end of their lives. This is a segment, folks, that needs to be addressed. And I think MISTA could be a major leading force in that effort. But they're going to have to change some policies, they're going to have to change some programs, and they're going to have to look at things a little bit differently than they have in the past. So in doing that, my goal and others, folks that I have come in contact with, developed a relationship with, we are actively trying to do that. And here in the very near future, you'll be hearing about certain projects that we will be promoting here on this radio station to absolutely help our seniors perhaps sell their homes and move into these senior assisted living facilities, independent living, again, senior assisted, and even memory care. Something that needs to be done if we're going to keep our seniors here in the state of Michigan. If we don't, well, it's going to be a good situation for us to explore and see if we can work with Lansing, look and see if we can find some ways to change some policies and rules, guidelines within MISTA and other agencies down in Lansing to help provide this type of housing solution. If we don't do it, our seniors are going to end up going and moving to another state. Basically going to be that simple. We definitely need to explore this in order to keep our seniors here. Now, of course, many of them will not live here year round. Many of them winter in warmer climates in the wintertime. But there are still some that like to stay here and stay close to family during the holidays. So again, we'll reach out to Monica one last time here, heading into the last segment, see if she's able to join us here on the show. I got a text message from her that they're having technical difficulties down at the Novi Center, and we may get her on the show, we may not. History lesson in our second hour with Pastor Chatfield. He's got a really good one lined up for us today. If you have any questions that you'd like to ask during the history lesson, please feel free to do so. Text them in to me at 231-360-5140. This is a interesting one, interventionism versus isolationism, and historical overview. So we're going to get into that conversation with him in the second hour, and then we got Kevin Kievsky. Him and his wife, Catherine, are going to be joining us in the third hour as they head down to Novi for the endorsement convention. We're going to have a great conversation with them as well. So again, we'll reach out to Monica one last time, see if we can bring her in this last segment. And if not, we're moving on. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat.
And terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in Northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the North. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hi, my name is Monica Yatuma. I've spent my career in the private sector, fixing broken systems and delivering real results. When there was waste, I cut it. When there was failure, I demanded accountability. And when problems got tough, I didn't back down. Now I'm running for Secretary of State to bring integrity, efficiency, and common sense back to Michigan government and to protect the trust in our elections that voters deserve. I'm experienced and I know how to get things done. My promise to you is conservative leadership that you can trust. This message has been paid for by Monica Yatuma for Michigan.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it today. Still trying to reach out to Monica. She texted me. She said she just got internet, so we're trying to ring her back into the show right now. If we can, great. If not, we'll just have to be moving on. History lesson coming in the next hour. Hey, one of the other things I want to mention is I got a mailer yesterday. I don't know if many of you other precinct delegates did as well. It came from a PAC. Michigan Matters PAC. Located on Garfield Road in Clinton Township, Michigan. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. On the front side where the mailing address is, Doug Lloyd has spent years delaying justice, pushing tax increases, and refusing to take on sanctuary cities. We need a real fighter, not another establishment prosecutor who raised taxes and drags his feet. Michigan Republicans cannot afford to take a chance on this weak on crime pretender. On the backside, Doug Lloyd's record that Michigan can't afford. Of course, this brought up the story about Larry Nassar, convicted child predator from Michigan State University. Well, this comes from the Lansing State Journal from 2019 through 2021. Doug Lloyd delayed justice on John Gettert. Gettert was the coach and close associate of convicted child predator Larry Nassar. He faced serious abuse complaints starting as early as 2013. Lloyd's office received the allegations from parents of these young women that were being abused by Gettert. However, Lloyd, as the prosecutor, refused to bring any charges, even though he said there was enough evidence to charge him. Victims and parents complained for years, but they were ignored by Doug Lloyd as more and more children were physically and sexually abused. Well, finally, through the parents' consistent complaints, the case moved on and was transferred to the Democrat Attorney General Dana Nessel's office in 2021. Attorney General Dana Nessel interviewed the girls, did the investigation, and brought 28 felony charges against this coach, John Gettert. Well, upon hearing the charges coming forward, John Gettert blew his brains out. took a gun and shot himself in the head because of the guilt, the shame, and did not want to face his victims in a courtroom. Well, there's some other things here that are very disturbing. And one of the things that really comes home to me is Northern Michigan vacation home. $1 million vacation home. Well, Doug Lloyd and his wife were sued for nearly $500,000 in unpaid labor and materials while building a $1 million lakefront luxury vacation home. The contractor was left unpaid for the work that was already completed. Ultimately, the case went to court, and the Lloyds ended up having to pay the contractor. The biggest thing on here is these sanctuary cities. Doug Lloyd, while on the campaign trail, was asked about them and publicly stated that he, as the next attorney general, would not take any legal action against sanctuary cities, claiming that it could violate First Amendment rights and also violates conservative principles of local control, trying to equate sanctuary cities to data centers and wind farms. Well, this mailer that came from this PAC said, Michigan needs a fighter, not more of the same old establishment. Kevin Kiefsky beat Dana Nessel in court regarding the Republican alternate electors case. He stood up for parental rights during COVID, and he knows how to legally hold sanctuary cities accountable. Please vote for Kevin Kiefsky, Michigan Attorney General candidate, at the endorsement convention on Saturday, March 28th. So I don't know if any of you other precinct delegates got this in the mail yesterday, but kind of a little disturbing information there that they presented. And again, this is a PAC. This is not something that Kevin Kiefsky's campaign put out. History lesson with Pastor Chatfield in our next hour. Top of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-591.